It's happening.
Man, speaking of that, man, that's a good new single. That's Zach Person playing Muddy Water. I thought it was called Muddy Waters at first.
It's just Muddy Water.
It's Muddy Water. So I was like, man, that's really smart. He's doing a song called Muddy Waters, but it's Muddy Water.
Still smart.
The art. Still smart. Not the artist, the muddiness.
Yeah.
I think that might be his best song. Maybe.
Muddy Water reminds me of the...
What's it remind you of, Derek?
The bottom of my shower after a rough morning of... God.
I can't believe Derek's
Crohn's
married.
Disease.
He's been married twice, too. It's like
we're making fun of
women.
A disabled veteran. Let's calm down, all right?
I'm a disabled veteran.
Oh, Lord.
He embraces it.
What's
great?
Crohn's disease. Oh, you do the math.
Ladies, get in queue.
That was nice of Zach to write a song.
Yeah.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to my shitting my pants.
That was just a thank you for the rest of you. He was like,
this is not where I thought this would go.
Well, that's the best. I mean, that's what you do. I mean, I do. It's like the waffle stomp. I love this girl on TikTok. It's like, oh, don't act like we don't all do it. Then everybody responds like, we don't all do that. No. Nobody waffle stomps. What are you talking about? Except for. Zach's getting ready to do it. He's got he's in South by Southwest right now, and he's playing like 30 times this week. It's insane. I looked at his schedule.
That's
like,
awesome.
I remember playing those festivals. Like, I got my show at South by Southwest. Got my show at CME.
Right.
Zach's like, I got my week at South by Southwest. Dude, I think he's got like 6 shows.
That's awesome.
Right?
Cool.
Which is that's a lot of shows.
I know
though.
He's like doing like a tour run with some people afterwards too.
That's
right?
Coming up. That's like a month and a half out, I think, or something, or maybe on the road worth. Then he's got a European tour coming out in the fall, I believe, unless World War III is happening.
I mean, it's just cool. It's like he's doing so much now.
He's doing a lot. It's his career is sort of taking off. This is the best recording I've heard of his.
Oh yeah, no,
hands down. Like not even in the same ball game.
I did a little Instagram post on it. It just sounds really raw. You know, like that's the best way to put it. Sounds like him. Like
that's
live.
Good. I enjoy that.
It doesn't. That's so much better. The guitar solos are like tasteful and not like. You know,
yeah, they're not like over the top. It's like right in your face. It's just like,
whoa. Well, it sounds like it's supposed to be there. It's not like, oh, cue guitar solo. It just sort of fits in.
Yeah.
And he's been working with, like, it just kind of happened sort of organically here. He's got Echo Park Guitars, have sort of built him a guitar.
Which is awesome.
He's taken that. He's been out on the road with that for a bit. He's crushing it.
Thank you. And that's looks great. Well, sounds great too.
And that's kind of a neat thing too, like how these relationships develop. And that's a little bit of what I kind of want to get into. So I'm just... Before we get into some other bullshit that we'll talk about, but that was a very organic relationship.
Yeah,
a lot of artists are out there like they're trying. How do I get an endorsement? How do I get an endorsement? They're trying like, can you connect me with Fender? Can you connect me with X, Y, and Z? Or and that happened the way it's supposed to happen.
Yeah,
no, he came to a shop
where
he knew a bunch of us and like, and we know he's like a rising sort of star.
Yeah,
and like you know, I was like, hey. Put this guitar in your hands and you play. He's like, man, like this is the greatest guitar I've played. I was like, do you want to talk to the owner or the builder of these things? And he's like, that'd be great. And then the builder, like, and then he and him, they talked on the phone. They hit it off. He's like, hey, man, let me make you a guitar. Thank you. And that's it.
No, I mean, that's the, you know, I feel like that's how it should be. Because there's a lot of people who I know. There was a company whenever I was like 16, 17 that was like giving anybody who called them an endorsement deal. Like anybody could get this guitar. I can't remember the name of the company. They were a bit smaller. It was kind of like Reverend, but not really. And they were giving them just to everybody. Like everybody who I knew who was in a small band
Gibson.
Was an endorsee.
Well, I mean, you know, companies do that sometimes. I mean, I feel like that's gone part. Like we're in the days of artist pricing right now.
Exactly.
For,
that's what I was,
for, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no real endorsements like they used to be.
Because the endorsements go to YouTubers.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah,
they get
that's
the free guitars.
Derek is right.
Well, that's how these guys were, you know? It's not like they were getting a free guitar. They were
they're paying artist pricing, right?
Exactly.
And, which is, I have seen companies that's just a scam. Like, that's how much their guitars cost. You know what I mean? Like, they'd really sell it to anybody. Oh, you played in your uncle's basement one time? Artist pricing.
Here you go.
And that's dumb. You know what I mean? And it's dumb to chase that and to end up playing gear that you don't love.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? I always thought I play gear I love, and if it happens that I build a relationship with those people, or I make a relationship with someone, and then they make things, and it turns out I love it,
fantastic. Well, that's happened with like Tone Tuga with you.
Yes.
And like Sean just became, which boggles my mind, a Tone Tuga artist as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's, and that's like you're saying though, with like the organic thing is, you know, we've been, me and Jonathan have been friends with Mike now for 2 or 3 years since you became an artist with him. Is whenever my relationship with him started from him coming here. And I've been out to his house a bunch of times, and we've hung out.
Not to throw crazy secrets out, but we do sit on a secret board
with
Mike.
Any Tone Tuga things are pre-approved by the board.
The turtle board.
I will say Mike is exactly not what you would think a pedal maker looks like. He's kind of, he's sort of like, isn't he kind of buff?
He's all buff and like clean and stuff.
He's clean and he combs his hair.
I know,
he shaves his face. Yeah. Like he has nice clothes that doesn't have like shit all over it.
He's a real family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever I went to his house, that's what blew my mind.
Not like
it's like, oh my God. He's got like a wife who's beautiful and children who are cool.
A real family.
I thought he just had kids that he bought somewhere.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, man.
Those guys are out there too. But no, Mike.
No, I mean, like that, but that is like, it is. It's organic. Like, you know, because we saw Zach with his like, with his process before, when they were trying to get, they had all these relationships, and he had like sort of a manager that was sort of trying to connect with these things with business dealings and making it this thing that it's not supposed to be.
Let me tell you something, son. I know you like Coke, but you're going to love Pepsi. All right. You know what I'm saying? You're going to love Pepsi.
Well, it's just, that's just not how it needs to work. No. Even like in the biggest companies like Fender, it doesn't work that way. Mm-mm. And they don't, these companies do not give out free product that often. It doesn't make sense to, unless like you're getting ready to do like a world tour.
Yeah.
You're going to be on like this major video. You're going to be like Grammys.
The 1% of the 1% as far as, you know.
No, but with some of these guys, like, I mean, Gabriel at Echo Park is just, he's just a dude with a heart. He's a weird heart. But he's, you know, he's like, man, this kid seems good and I like what he does. And give him a guitar, man.
Well, this could kind of lead you down the rabbit hole of how working with boutique builders in that way makes more sense, because they do care. You know, they're not this big corporation with, you know, millions and billions behind them. It's just one guy.
That's weird. When you said billions, I laughed. I was like, oh, they do actually.
No, they do actually. I mean, if you work with someone like that, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, if, let's say Fender did give you an endorsement, like a legit and a free guitar. Well, here's a Player Plus. Or maybe even here's an American Original. Doubt they're giving you a custom shop. But even so, but like,
no,
you know.
I got a story on that too, because like one of the, I'm not going to say the name of the band because I know the guitarist in it. But one of the biggest bands in the world, I would say, like not Coldplay, Red Hot Chili Peppers, big or something, but this is like more of the independent bands, but like a huge band. Like they've played like the biggest festivals, headlined, you know, like right before
for gay hipsters, right?
But like, what's the big one that was just in Chicago? the big festival, not Lollapalooza, that's somewhere else, but it was a huge festival. But anyway, a huge band. Like he got his.
I think it was Lollapalooza.
Was that Lollapalooza?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, and he got a custom shop, the guitar player for this band, but like, you know, he had to pay artist costs.
Price, of course.
Which I was like, wow. You're playing the biggest stages in the world. This is a huge band. Like, and they're not, you know, just, I was just, man, I just, the custom shop doesn't give away free guitars.
No. Well, I'm just saying that with a boutique builder, you're more likely to get like what you actually want. That is maybe you actually had some time talking to the builder. Oh, you like this, you know, next show.
I mean, if any one of us was offered an endorsement deal by Fender and they gave you a Player Series guitar, you wouldn't play it
because
you're spoiled.
Well here's that brings up an interesting question though, Derek. Like, what's the value of the endorsement? I don't think it's actually getting instruments. It's putting on your website, I'm a Fender.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
correct.
Yeah, and you have to think about it too. Like,
but you could just put that on there. That you're endorsed by Fender and nobody would question it.
And I think the value of being endorsed is not as great as what people think it is.
It is much less these days.
It's not a thing. It's like the Echo Park connection is something different, because I almost feel like that's a friendship that's formed, and it's, I don't want to get all hippy dippy, but there's a spiritual connection there in some ways, and they want to help each other.
I think that you're absolutely right with that whole heart thing. You know, it's got to be there. And this isn't for everybody to say, oh, well, I could contact Gabriel and he'll just give me a guitar. It's like, no, there is a reason, you know. He feels very strongly about, you know, what Zach's doing and stuff.
No, that dude does not give away guitars.
Exactly.
It's
I always find that, like, it seems like everybody under the sun has some sort of string endorsement. There's got to be a billion string endorsements. I don't know how string companies are actually selling any strings to artists.
Yeah, they're just, like, giving them away.
I feel like that used to be, like, I don't know. Because, yeah, I used to play for this girl And yeah, she would just get a box in the mail of DR strings like every month.
Well, because strings cost the worst thing to make. Well. So I mean, like that's nothing to them. So just having that artist like talk about who they, if it's
was anybody, it Maxine,
it works out. Yeah,
no,
no. He's not going. We're not giving away our secrets here, Derek.
Inside
Jonathan's,
joke.
John
Inside
is angry joke. With Derek right now.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, the drilling starts. It's good.
You can't hear
it. We have construction above, so nobody can hear it.
Okay. Yeah, no, you can't hear it.
Yeah, we're in a multi.
You can hear this chair. Like, I need to get rid of this.
Yeah, stop wiggling around so much. Most of us just sit still when we talk.
What are you guys doing? The smaller movement I do, the louder it is. Like,
it's 18th century woodworking skills.
It's craftsmanship here, Sean.
That we may or may not have wood glued back together.
Well, Derek made a good point about 10 minutes ago or so about the. It is like the endorsements are going to YouTubers now. It's not going to artists anymore.
Yeah.
Because like that's.
I said they're not calling it endorsements, but it's sort of the same idea, mm-hmm. right? It's a marketing.
Well, it's funny.
Well, did not the Music Is Win guy actually get endorsed by.
Oh, yeah. He's endorsed PRS. By PRS.
And I mean, he doesn't have a band. He doesn't make music. He is literally.
Well, yeah. I've talked with like the manufacturers as well. And like, it's funny when like other people be like, no, you got it wrong or something. It's like, I know all the manufacturers, man. Like, we sell millions of dollars worth of their stuff every year.
Yeah.
They talk to us probably more than they talk to their one of their 2,800 YouTube subscribers. Yeah. Or not subscribers, content creators.
Yeah, whatever.
So, I know the game. Like, we're all part of the game. Like,
we're more a part of the game than you're a part of the game, YouTube person that wants to say we're spreading misinformation.
No, yeah. But it's like, it is. It's okay, though. It's like, it's just, let's admit we're part of the game. Tom Brady's part of the game again. Yeah, he's back. He's
back.
I'm just excited. But that's all part of the game, too. Like, he's making gazillions of dollars. Like, hey, if I work one more year, I can make millions and millions of dollars. Also, I want to get that Super Bowl ring one more time.
Yeah. How hilarious I think it is that someone paid over $500,000 for his last ball, the last touchdown ball.
Which is now worthless.
I'd be so pissed. I would hunt Tom Brady down. And I don't know what I'd do, but it would not be pleasant.
I saw that same meme and I was like,
Tom should buy that back from him,
son of a bitch. Yeah, he should. That would be the right thing to do.
I feel like what should happen is Tom Brady gives him the real last one. Is what should happen.
Just give it to him. Yeah.
Except Tom Brady's like, no fucks given.
He's like,
Tom Brady keeps it. He's just like,
that's how much Tom Brady gets paid per pass.
Tom Brady's like,
if you break it down.
Oh, the normal people? I don't think about those. That's poor.
No,
but
I mean, I guess you're probably not poor if you bought a ball for $518,000.
No, it's a charity thing usually. Right. It's like he's going to some charity fund. Like you do it for giggles. I've seen. I remember when like the whole Payne Stewart thing happened here, and it was all for charity, and people were paying I think way too much for a flag.
So does this bring up that some of these YouTubers, whenever they get given these guitars because they don't get paid for videos, should they just give away the instrument on their channel for charity?
Some of them
to the
do.
People?
Some of them do that for charity.
For charity.
I mean,
well, it's all part of the game, though. That's okay. Like, it's okay to have that. Like, you get the guitar, it helps build your channel.
Absolutely.
You know, and then you give it away, helps build your channel further. We're doing a giveaway for a Silver Sky right now. It's like, that helps build our channel.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we weren't given that, but it's okay.
Right. We paid cash. We pay for every piece of guitar thing we have.
Absolutely.
Here. There's never been a free guitar given.
And if you're a YouTuber and you get a guitar and then you either keep it or sell it for your money, like, I'm fine with that. You got to make a living, right? If that's how you're making a living.
Yeah.
It's just got to be transparent. It's just got to be.
Yeah.
It just can't be like, well, we don't get paid and we just love all these things.
Well, guys who say that and it's like, they gave you a guitar, right? Well, yeah, but it's not like money. It's like, no, it's theoretically, though.
I don't think any of
money.
Them argue that anymore. That's just,
No, that's kind of out of the bag, yeah.
Or like, Philip McKnight had a good point the other day on his Q&A he was doing with, like, you know, it's not the companies that are necessary. Like, it was like, it's the people. I get that. You know, it is, but the people are the company drones a lot of the times too. So there's a structure.
They're like in the company line. Yeah.
You know, it is like, I know, I get exactly what he was saying. Cause it is like, there's direct people that, you know, we have pissed off and gotten in fights with. But then they become good friends too. They were good friends and we get in fights. It's kind of like here, I was telling someone, like, you know, we've all been in fights in this room here. All four of us have like gotten like pissed at each other. But
and sometimes we rub ourselves down in oil and just fight
and
after hours. That's different.
It's good. But no, it's fun. I'm gonna get
me and Jonathan
here.
Really have never been in a fight. We just rub ourselves down in oil.
Yeah. I was about to. But no, but we get over that shit in like 10 minutes because
Well, there's
we're just guys.
it's not just being guys and that we're all good friends. You know, there's also like work that we got to do and we got to get to the next thing. You know what I mean?
No, I think it's the guy. This is the guy part. Like, there's a lot of it too. It's just, you know, we're just dumb guys that. Like, all right, let's do the next thing. Oh, dude, you see that girl that just walked by? Like,
it's like hairy guys. That's us.
No, yeah, but yeah, we've definitely upset the people we work with. But we're an anomaly to our manufacturers, too. Because most guitar shops, that 98% of the guitar shops are just guitar shops. But we have this sort of hybrid, like, persona, like, thing online. And they're like, what do we do with you? Because they used to, like, really try to whip us down and control us.
We do you guys want to be a YouTube channel or do you want to be a shop?
Yeah. We that's do a, both, you know what I mean?
We're so guitars.
That was the conversation I had with someone. I said, we're both. You know, it's the same thing to me. It's not.
We're a news outlet.
I mean, yeah, in a lot
of
ways.
Investigative journalism.
Very poor investigative
journalism. We sit atop the pile with Russell Brand, all right, people?
Who's been in the Wall Street Journal?
Yes.
Baxter and Casino Guitars have been in the Wall Street Journal. Yeah, suck it, Trebek.
That was my favorite conversation I had when I called my dad. I was like, hey, Dad, guess what? He's like, what, son? I was like, I'm in the Wall Street Journal. You were in finance for 40 years. Suck it. And he goes, wait, what? And I hung up.
Clicks, can't be true.
And he thought it was, his most proud moment of me, besides when he caught me vomiting in the toilet and said, good job, son. You've been drunk for the first time. He punched me a couple times and said, you tell your mom next morning. I was like, but I think he was proud of me though, because he's like, thank God my son's out there drinking.
Yeah.
Finally, my son's been like a total wuss that's like playing Dungeons and Dragons and guitar every weekend night by himself. He plays Dungeons and Dragons by themselves. This guy
That is tricky. I mean, I feel like I'm not sure how you like run the.
I'm the best dungeon master ever. Well, roll the dice, got the dragon.
Yes, you did. I was going to say you'd have to have all the different voices.
Side note, I'm going to do a pitch right now. A direct pitch. If you're looking at our YouTube channel, go to Teespring below and get our new School of Blues Law t-shirt. I will be wearing some soon on the channel.
I will say.
It's amazing. It's my favorite shirt. Get it before we get hit for patent infringement.
I want the world to know.
It's still legal.
Derek busted in on this one. He did a really good job. He nailed it. Derek does all the t-shirt designs, just so everybody knows. I feel like that credit is never given out.
I don't think that credit needs to be given out.
I think so.
It's just Derek.
He did a good job.
I'm just doing what I do.
Doing the Lord's work.
He's doing the Lord's work.
That's right.
And he's a good Christian.
And the other thing Derek and I were talking about, that's the most important part, is like, who has watched Game of Thrones in this room?
Everybody.
Remember like the shame girl? Like, yes. How absolutely hot that woman is in real life? Like, you've seen her, right? She's unbelievably
Bonk
attractive.
Is hot.
Like, insane. We were just looking at pictures of her this morning.
Whenever my dog shits on the floor, I yell shame at it. Shame.
You have to try that thing that's all over like the interwebs now, like where people would be petting their dogs and they just go ruff and bark at them and see what the dog does.
I knew that already. Yeah.
And then the dog,
your dog might bite your face.
Yeah, you have
Freckles' eyes get really big and she's like, I'm like, yeah, it's cool.
How dare you?
She's like, so when you move out to your next place, are you going to take the dog with you?
Hell yeah. Freckles is a good dog, actually.
It's weird you have a dog.
She used the bathroom inside one time, and I did the shame thing, and it worked. That was like 3 months ago. Never happened again.
So it worked for my kids.
I just yelled shame a bunch, and she just like, I think it worked, because like she had her tail between her legs, and she's walking
like, I'm
off.
So ashamed.
You're not so supposed to shame your kids. If you're little Sean Deesfield, like Sean Deesfield's got his band at 16 years old, is getting hot or something, how do you get an endorsement?
Ooh. All right, here's what you do.
What would you try to do?
What would I try to do, or what did I do with the Tony Tuga stuff?
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
what would I try to do? I don't know. Like, there's a lot of products that I use that I truly believe in, like I love, you know? And that's how the Tony Tuga thing came up, because I wouldn't have wanted to be a part of that unless I loved something, you know?
Yeah.
And he's got this dual drive pedal that I do love. So, you know, if... Like, I could pick any pedal brand that I really use a lot of, you know, like Earthquaker devices. I've been using the Avalanche Run since I was, like, 18. Like, that was the first pedal I bought. Cool. Yeah.
So just use the gear. Love the gear. Don't be trying to, like, whore yourself out.
No, exactly.
And then it might happen. Yeah. It might not. It's not something you can go hunting, necessarily.
No, exactly. Like, I would not go, like, I would not be like, oh, yeah, well, this company seems like they'd give me an endorsement, you know? Like, for example, D'Angelico guitars. I don't play D'Angelicos. You know, I play Fender Strats. So
no, yeah, because back to Zach too. That was all set up without him having any idea what was going on. I was like, yeah. You didn't ask for anything.
No.
Exactly. Even like even this small little world here. I remember back when the band Weymouth it was Our Blue Lights.
Yeah,
I remember Our Blue Lights. They had like Mike was in the band. Like there was a point where I was considering like they never talked to me about it, but I was like, man, I would like to endorse them almost because like that band was like awesome. I would like to make sure they have enough gear.
Yeah,
and then they sort of imploded and fell apart. And
but that's cool, you know what I mean?
They didn't know it. This was exactly. My brain pan. I was like, man, because I really like that. There's a little pop punk band in Southern Pines.
I think it's one of those things where maybe you don't necessarily ask, and if the situation presents itself, then it's good, you know, because like we were saying earlier, being endorsed by something really isn't, you know, something to, you know, hunt and chase after, because what's it really mean if you've already got the gear that you're using, you know?
Well, I mean, I think the best, let's say that you get endorsement, and you go hunting after it, and then they're like, oh, you're endorsed, and you get the little seal to put on your website, and it really doesn't mean anything. But if you start a relationship, that's when you can talk to these companies, figure out it actually being, like, mutually beneficial.
The benefit is not the product. The benefit is not just the badge. The benefit is, like, they might have connections to plug you in with. That's exactly. The real benefit. It's like, hey, these Fender artists we work with are signed with XYZ label. You should meet John, who is the PR rep for them. Maybe you'll get to do a show with these guys.
Yeah, I mean, if you condense it down to like the Zach situation, Gabriel has contacts to some of the biggest rock stars on the planet too. Not saying that means
and Zach's not even going after that, right?
Exactly.
I think he was back in the old mindset of what he was being taught prior to his sort of like his new phase of his career now, which is very positive at the moment.
It's super positive, and he's, like, super independent right now. I think it's badass. You can tell. Like, all the photos and stuff that he's posting and how he looks and how he talks.
But whenever I talk to him,
he's not
sitting in a bathtub.
I was like, that's my fucking boy. I was like, I want to go hang out with that fucking guy, you know? He looks cool as shit now.
That always boggled my mind. Like, what, Zach, you've never been in a fancy bathtub with your boots on. What are you doing?
Whiskey glass. He's like, I'm an alcoholic.
Not really. I'm trying to be like Keith Richards. You don't get to be Keith Richards unless you're Keith Richards.
That's true.
Did he tell you about the gig? He's got this gig at this a hockey game. Like one of the major teams on the West Coast or something. Like up, it might be in like Washington, whatever that is.
Is he doing like the anthem and stuff like that?
I don't know. No, I think they're doing something more than that or something.
It's cool.
Jenny, when are you doing the anthem?
Like April 23rd or 24th.
Where is that?
At the Rockingham, the big drag strip. Like, they're having the big, the NHRA or whatever, the pro mods coming back to the drag strip out there by the racetrack.
April, let me see.
We need to be there to film.
Yeah, dude,
that
I gotta see this shit.
So, yeah, so I will be playing.
So, the 23rd is a Saturday.
The 23rd is the right day, then.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
It should be a lot of fun.
Can we all go there?
Yeah. I'll try to get us, like, seats in a little box or whatever, you know,
where we can go for real?
Yeah, I think so. All right. I don't like doing, saying I'm connected.
Are we doing slide or are we doing no slide?
That's football anthem.
Or are you gonna sing it?
If they asked me to sing it, I was like, no. I was like, what if Jonathan played it on the guitar and they were cool with that?
Yeah, singing that song is a
piss off.
Acoustic guitar would be my choice.
Acoustic guitar.
I'm just kidding. I mean, I've been working on my little rendition of it, but
no, I've seen when people sing and play guitar. I'm just like, boring. I want to see the person shred it with the guitar with the possibility of complete derailment.
Because there is that possibility.
Slide 100%.
Oh, slide is 1,000% possibility. God.
You slide, go for it. We're going to be there cheering you on or cheering on the disaster.
All right, okay, well.
Have y'all seen? Sorry, there's a. Okay. Chad Smith, Red Hot Chili Peppers, played the national anthem on the drum kit.
I was about to say, how does that work? That'd be hilarious because some of these crazy drummers were like, I tuned my kit to like certain notes. And you're like, no, it just sounds like, boom.
Yeah, he's like, I was like, so you could do it on a drum kit, you know, and that would be.
But so, like, was it just him playing drums?
Oh, yeah. It's intense. Like, look up the video later.
Oh, it's the national anthem? No.
You think people will rush the stage when you start playing it because it's so good?
Definitely.
That'd be awesome.
So here's the question, right? Like, I feel like the question when you got to play the national anthem, especially at, like, a fairly large event, you know, is how much can or should you add? I feel like you should mostly play the melody And then at the end, maybe at the end, like I have little things. I'm like, okay, I could do this. But
yeah, like right before the big takeoff, like you do a little.
Right. But I don't feel like you go full like.
Because if you do a slide, you got an open tune or something, you can just like bam, just rise up. And people be losing their minds, and it's super easy to play, but it'll sound cool as hell.
Sound cool.
Trust me.
I mean, basically, it's all the little fancy boxes on the ground. Just, oh, an octave pedal would sound awesome, you know.
Wee! Oh, God, that's the that would too. Be cool. In the wah. Oh, yeah, you could just like.
Wow. But then you get the.
You know what you might need to do it on? A baritone. That could be cool.
What?
A baritone guitar. Because I'm playing on a baritone slide.
It could be kind of cool.
Well, when Carlos comes out to see us, you and I might do a little baritone thing.
That could be like filthy.
Yeah, so
I was messing around on slide the other day with those baritones we have, and
I told you.
See why people do it. It's pretty darn fun.
It's a whole different world to play.
I
definitely want to keep one. We got Carlos coming out soon in a few weeks.
That's soon, right?
It's about 2 weeks from Friday, I think.
Yeah.
It's April 1st. But we'll have two of the baritones. We'll have two available here to play. Because I'm not going to sell them. So I just want to make sure we have two available when he's here.
Okay. But so we'll save them for that.
It should be. That'll be fun. We'll do something. We'll have some. I think I might contact some other players to come up and do some cool stuff with it.
Yeah, that'd be really fun.
Because it's cool. Are you around that weekend?
I play both those nights, but during the day I am, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't play like super far away or anything.
Where are you playing?
You had to ask me.
I thought you would know. Are you playing like Wine Cellar at all?
No.
Because Danielle Cormier's playing the Wine Cellar on Friday night.
I don't know.
This Friday?
No, like the April 1st one.
Oh. Yeah. You know what? I need to book the Wine Cellar again. I just was like, eh.
Oh, I won't be here.
April the 2nd.
I'm meeting Charlotte.
That weekend?
Yeah. Well, just that Friday.
Oh, okay. You know what you guys should do? There's a giant barbecue and beer thing at Hugger Mugger, and it's me and the Corey Luchin, his blues band.
What is Hugger Mugger?
It's a brewery in Sanford.
Oh, funny.
But it's a huge festival, and it's huge, this guy named Nathan Pope and the Soul Pancakes, and if I'm not mistaken, he won like the little Young Gun thing at the Dallas, the guitar festival, the big International Guitar Show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he's from around here. He's from.
It might be something. We'll talk about that later.
So there's the three of us are playing our bands.
Hey, Derek.
That day, the 2nd.
Nice to see you. Missed you. So anything? Any news to report, Derek?
Muddy Water.
Well, Muddy Water too.
Did you know that Mike McCready is coming out with a new Fender guitar, a non-custom shop signature model?
Really?
I just saw that on.
It's a Marauder.
The old.
That'd be really
Would you like some information on it?
Yeah, share the information with the guys.
All right, let me pull it up here.
Where'd it runs on tubes. Oh, wait.
I know. Tubes are
it's
gone.
It's only $7,000.
Imagine if you just launched your company.
Let me find it here.
I'm looking it up too, Derek, because I want to see it.
Are there pictures out, or is it just the announcement?
Well, I just saw the headline. I was going to... Let's find it.
You know, this is actually something I was thinking about earlier whenever we were talking about the endorsements. I feel like there's more artists getting their own signature guitar in that way than just being like given guitars, you know?
There's been a lot of signature guitars out there that don't
All right.
I know. Yeah.
So, Mike McCready confirms a more affordable version of his signature Fender Stratocaster is in the works.
I hope it's got the relic.
So it's just in the works.
It's in the works, says Mike McCready. So
it's
I mean,
Mexico, it's $3,200.
Yes,
it's road worn.
I mean, that was one of the last guitars that had
more affordable,
So it could be a custom shop model.
Still, it's like a team build,
just not a master built,
like a run that's like $5,400 instead of $15,000.
I mean,
we got a lot of phone calls about
sell
that.
A gaggle of those.
I mean,
that would like to have.
It was a really cool looking guitar. Yeah, just looking at that thing was cool.
Yeah.
And Vincent built it too, so
that would be super cool. A team built Mike McCready. Yeah, that would be awesome. But it probably,
Also, let's just go through the headlines that I'm seeing here. Dolly Parton withdraws from the 2022 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominations.
Whoa, why?
She said she doesn't feel that she's a rock and roll artist and that those nominations should go to somebody else.
She said, keep your damn award.
So you can nominate when I'm dead, which is never.
Yep.
Because she's eternal.
Dolly Parton is a badass.
I give her rock and roll just, but she's that's amazing. Cool. She's so cool. That's rock and roll. She did that.
She's cool with everything. She's giving out free books. She's rebuilding her hometown.
She has her own land. Got a
roller coaster in Dollywood.
Daryl Hall reveals Eddie Van Halen asked him to replace David Lee Roth and Van Halen.
That's a weird thought.
That is very odd to me.
It's like one giant episode of You're a Rich Girl. Daryl's House. And it's gone too far. Oh my God. I would give anything to hear that.
That'd be hilarious.
Like that with Eddie. Like,
I would like, yeah. And then after him, it was Kenny Loggins was the next alternate for Van Halen. So
I just cannot imagine.
Also, so John Mayer has finished his run at Columbia. He had been with Columbia Records for I think like 22 years, something like that. Since so what do you think? 80? You think he's going to start his own label?
Probably.
You think PRS is going to follow in Gibson's footsteps and start their own PRS record label? Records,
no.
I don't think so. That's like that would be a far stretch for them.
I bet John could start his own label and go direct to all the blues lawyers out there.
I guess the thing is he going to do that? Like, I feel like that's what he's going to do for himself, but is he going to actually have other artists, do you think?
Yeah. Sometimes that, yeah. Like, some people start their own label and it's just their them. Label.
I mean, if PRS had their own label, it would be, who all would be on that label?
Creed. John Mayer.
Shinedown.
Nickelback.
Creed.
Sorry.
Nickelback would be on there too, yeah. Oh,
that's a great idea.
I mean...
Never made it as a wise man.
Santana.
Santana would be on there.
Santana would be on there.
Santana would be sort of the Slash of the PRS label.
God, he would. He
what's
would.
His nuts? The snarky puppy, you know? They would be on there because of Mark Lethierry.
That's true. Maybe the coolest... I mean, that's pretty awesome.
He's playing baritone with the guys in Wolfpack right now on their little side project, and it sounds badass.
Yeah, he's that dude.
When I had Patrick awesome. In town, I love horrifying him, and I played Wolfpack at Madison Square Garden just to show him who's like the most famous bands are out there because he has no concept of who's, and he just doesn't understand. I think he still lives in the 90s. A lot of
not to understand.
Why is he not? Rock stars need to look like Gavin Rossdale.
This isn't Blues Traveler. Somebody brought up Blues Traveler to me the other day. I was like, you know.
Blues Travelers are awesome.
If Blues Legends. Traveler fell off the side of the planet and all their music was gone, I'd be like, okay.
No, like, what was it? Was it Howard Stern that did that breakdown of the lyrics of one of the Blues Travelers? Like,
there's so many of
the one famous song, the ballad, is it like. Na, 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 na. It's a slow one. Like, it is. Like, and I listen to the lyrics. They're so good. It's like one of the best love songs maybe written. It's just funny. They're like, because all you think is like Blues Traveler, John Popper, harmonica solo, check. But you got these three songs that just, you know, if you get one song, that's it's still resonating through history.
Yeah, it's true.
God bless you, dude. That's
I bad. Just what is that one? The hard say what? It, no, that's not. That's just Treasure. What's the what's the, it sounds
that
just
was
like
the one that I was song, yeah yeah
another
they sound
band
exactly
run around, run around
your that's it that's it
with, speed things up.
Which who knows what the actual words are in that song? No one.
Well, then Bare Naked Ladies and their one song. God,
I just changed you.
Where they say Chinese chicken? That whole song. Did you hear what they did? That used to be where they'd improvise that every time at every show, and then it became famous. And they're like, shit, we have to say the actual words every now.
Chicken vagina. The Chinese chicken.
Because he would just make up words on whatever town he was in.
Bare Naked Ladies. And Blues Traveler, all those bands to me just fall into a box altogether.
No, they are very similar.
They're all in the junk drawer of like exactly. All the shit just mixes together.
It was like this weird moment in time where it was like acoustic rock. But even
I was listening to Smash Mouth the other day. I was like, man, this is like the theme song to like the Addams Family and the Munsters as a rock band. And it's amazing that they had like, because it has that sort of like 19 late 60s and 70s keyboard and clavinet sounds. And it's funny that. Mm-hmm. Those three, like,
the
and then you got like a band like Third Eye Blind that sort of transcends a little bit.
I love Third Eye Blind.
Yeah, so you know who's on my list for that? I think I can get at the Neon Rooster.
Don't tell me Third Eye Blind.
No, I don't know about Third Eye Blind. I think they're the Verve.
Really?
The Verve Pipe. The Verve Pipe Freshman.
I remember that song.
I think I could.
Really?
Because I think they're playing some smaller places. I think I can get them.
I remember sitting
could
around
you imagine
high school,
that?
Listening to that
yes,
song.
I can. Get him solo depressed. Acoustic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I mean, you got Sixpence coming, Lee Nash.
Well, yeah.
Are we allowed to talk about the top secret guy who had a possibility of maybe coming to the Rooster? the young artist from 20 years ago?
No, they just contacted us.
Who I want you to have is Sean Mullins. I think you get Sean Mullins.
Oh, that'd be super cool.
That I mean, like Lullaby, like that's something like you write Lullaby, that song still resonates. If you're like 39 to 50 and you hear that song, yeah, like it brings back high school or middle school.
I mean, I do think that aside from like that Sixpence Kiss Me song, I mean, is there another more iconic song from that era than The Verve Freshman? I mean, how many people sing that song?
How's that one go again?
When I was young, I knew everything. Never talked of a lack in relationships.
I never liked that song that much.
Oh, man, so that is a hit. That's a...
It was a huge song.
That was a giant...
But did they have
any
other
hits? We were merely freshmen. Yeah. I don't think they had any other big hits.
I was around with it. It's up there. I think there's more that resonate than that, though.
Man. Or Closing Time.
Closing Time, yes.
I would put those three all...
Closing Time is a big one. That's still... Or the Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah. What about that song? So Closing Time, one of the first like band things, like when I was like, I don't know, I was like 17 or 18, right? I had this little band and we got, there was like a teen club in Rockingham, right? Where it was like a bar with no alcohol. Really? I know.
So, just rolling cigarettes.
Yeah. Right.
Lots of pregnancies at the teen club.
It was called The Gathering Place. It was fantastic. And they were going to let us play there for New Year's Eve. So we were like, guys, we got to play Closing Time. Well, so we start playing. It does not go atrociously, but, you know, about an hour in, we ran out of songs. So we must have played Closing Time 15 times that night. Lord. It was fantastic.
So speaking of that, the best meme or joke I've seen on pregnancy tests lately.
Oh, God.
No, it's funny. This girl, she gets a pregnancy test, and she freezes it in a popsicle, and she has her husband eat it, and then he gets...
he didn't realize that the popsicle stick
the difference. She's like, I got this organic thing. She's like, okay. We're all dumb. And
yeah.
Popsicle, and she's like, God,
that's unforgivable.
Then he gets a pregnancy stick.
She's probably like filming him like
after she's pissed on it.
Yeah, hopefully she's watched. I assume she's watched it after that, but still, it's just the idea of it's really funny. What I did to James was still the best pregnancy thing ever. So James was dating.
That was horrific.
That's horrific.
That is horrific.
He was dating this girl.
Going to hell for that.
yeah, it was so much fun. Like, he was dating a girl. My wife was pregnant, so she took the pregnancy test. I was like, oh, can I save the stick? I want to do something with it. And so I cleaned it up, and then I talked to James's girlfriend at the time, and she came into work, like, just had a package and sort of gave it to him. It's like, hey, I just need to give you this. And then she left. And I said, I have a camera hidden. And James opened it. He's sitting at the counter on the floor right there with his feet sticking towards us. And he opens it up, looks at it, puts it back in the box, just puts his head down. he has a computer in his lap. He just starts typing some more. Like, I saw like the blood drain out of his face. It was like
you saw a part of a man die is what you saw.
That was awesome. You're lucky he didn't jump in his car and drive to Canada.
Just leave. Yeah, he's just like, well,
you just saw him like die. And then he stopped and he slunched over more, just like not knowing. My son comes. I was like, just kidding. He's like, what? I think he starts crying. He was so happy. The worst thing, because this is like a 20 straight, it's like Sean, it's like right at your age, and he's dating someone he does not want to marry. You know, this is not like a solid relationship here. It was so good. It was the meanest pregnancy prank ever. It was so good.
If you ever feel like you misunderstand James, know that this is why.
This is what
things started. Like this have been done.
if you too want to work at Casino Guitars and be
you ever encounter James and he's a little grumpy, now you know why.
This is what's sent him in that spiral. This is why he had his penis removed at the age of 24.
God.
He's like, oh, don't want any more of that problems. Yeah, so that reminds me of Closing Time.
Closing time.
That's great. So all right. You go, Derek, you're on. Get to work. Well, I think that about wraps us up, right, for
does
the
that
day?
Wrap us up?
Sure. Pregnancy test.
Why not?
Closing pregnancy time. Test. Sean, get that music going, too.
Closing time. Let's get it going. Yeah, oh, man.
What a fun freaking day, though. That was a fun little conversation. I have no idea what we're talking about, but it was still a fun wrap-up.
Oh.
God bless America.
See you later.